This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, the Republican Party was going to be extinct. I wouldn't care if it was all those blue blood scumbags up there, but no, the Paul Ryan party's going extinct, and who else is going extinct is the Democratic Party. Kit Daniels' article up on Infowars.com. So if you just joined us, I was getting into people I've known for a decade, people I've known for longer than that, who you just tacitly, a couple times a year, oh, hey, we're going to have a Thanksgiving party the day before or whatever. You're welcome to come over. We're going to grill steaks or whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just too upset about the Trump thing. Great. You just need to say you're not coming over. But thank you for letting me know you don't like me. I guess if you see me as a winner or whatever, God forbid you get your taxes cut. And then, like I said, I've got multiple crew members who are not going to have dinner with their parents who are baby boomers because it's just too uncomfortable. And they're told, by the way, if you're coming over for Thanksgiving, keep your mouth shut. Well, you know what? We're just not coming over to Thanksgiving. And so during the next break, I'm going to go ask some of these folks if they want to come on and talk about this. And I want to open the phones up specifically on two topics. Now, I don't screen the calls. That means you can disagree or agree, but I do get on topics sometimes. So here's what I'd like you to call in on, and this only. Are you upset about Conway going on TV and saying Trump's not going to go after Hillary? That's not politicking. That's not lying, because technically the president isn't the one that does that. It's the attorney general. The president needs to be hands off now so that this isn't a, it's unprecedented to say she should be in jail, she should be locked up, she's a criminal during the debates on TV dozens of times. That's why we love Trump. Now, the guy that'll do that publicly, do you think he's really going to back off Hillary? No, there's going to be a new inspector investigation, special prosecutor. There's going to be AG investigations. No matter if they try to block the confirmation over racism made-up crap on Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions. But regardless, maybe you think there is a problem with that. I'd like to hear from you on that subject. That's number one. Number two, this is just as important. Have you had liberals, fascists that have hijacked the word liberal, get in your face over Trump winning? Have you had your boss get in your face, your employees get in your face? Have you had people threaten you like I have? A guy brandish a gun, show me his gun, try to threaten me in a parking lot. I'm just like, what the hell is your problem, dude? That happens Saturday. Have you experienced this bizarreness? And have you had family say, hey, if you're coming to Thanksgiving, keep your mouth shut? I mean, I have crew members, two of them told me. But I know one of them's parents, when I spoke, she's like, yeah, you better not talk about politics if you come, okay? Just, you know, mom's real upset right now. So promise me you'll keep your mouth shut. Yeah, I don't think I'll be coming over. How insulting is this? But again, they believe in their cosmology, it's okay. This has never before happened in modern history. What happened to us as a country? I want to hear from you about just this incredible backlash, this mental illness that's in the news. I mean, they're actually reporting, but I'm witnessing it. The election is getting people uninvited to Thanksgiving. USA Today. Trump and Clinton supporters are getting uninvited from Thanksgiving dinners because of their political views. I don't know anybody that's conservative saying liberals can't come over. We want you to come over so we can deprogram you. The thing is, you don't want to hear it from us because you're the intellectuals that listen to Rachel Maddow, who wears ironic glasses and has a neck that resembles an ostrich. People keep thinking Rachel Maddow's a man. I think it's an ostrich. I don't know. It's just a joke. And then I've got more fake news discovered. Michael Zimmerman pointed this out to me. It's incredible. That's coming up on the other side as well. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then We've got Margaret Howe. And we've got Joe Biggs coming in with a bunch of huge news straight ahead. And Kanye West has been hospitalized for supporting Trump.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231 on the report out of USA Today that I personally am witnessing myself. I have friends, I have family that have been uninvited to Thanksgiving, uninvited to Christmas. I have crew members whose parents I know that are nice people, but are so brainwashed that they said, hey, maybe you shouldn't come to Thanksgiving if you're going to bring up politics, which means they bring it up, you sit there and take it. This is happening. And I've had people threaten me on the street. I had a guy follow me out of a restaurant and brandish his concealed carrier. I don't know if he had a license for it, but he did it. And I was just like, I didn't even say anything to him. I'm like, what are you doing? And he thought he was scaring me. As soon as he noticed I wasn't scared, I had my mouth hanging open, he ran around the corner. But this is the mental illness these people are involved in. I've been dehumanized. You've been dehumanized. We don't count now. So they can act however they want, whenever they want. And that's why Trump understands you can't grovel to these people anymore. That only encourages them. So he invited a whole bunch of media executives, including the head of CNN, Zucker, to Trump Tower. President-elect slammed smug media in face-to-face Trump Tower meeting. We're in a room of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong. That's InfoWars.com. Here is the New York Post. Donald Trump's media summit was an effing firing squad. Well, they are traitors. Donald Trump scolded media big shots during an off-the-record Trump Tower sit-down Monday. Sources told the Post. It was an effing firing squad, one source told the Encounter. Trump started with CNN Jeff Zucker. He said, I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar and you should be ashamed, the source said. The meeting was a total disaster. Trump went on to say, I hate you. You know what Trump says to patriots on the phone? I love you. It's just so real, folks. Oh, what an upside-down world where the president calls me and says, I love you, keep it up, you're doing a great job. We're going to cut those taxes and make America great again. Oh, just wait, Alex. That's why the elite are crapping themselves. We were already the greatest country in the world. We had, by the 90s, half the world's wealth, and most of it was in the middle class. We've already lost like 15, 16% of that. By the mid-50s, it was like 80%. And so I could get the argument, hey, we're like too rich. Let's help people around the world. That's how they sold good people on globalism. But that's mid-level. At the high level, it's about austerity worldwide, making us poor too. We're going back to Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. And it just continues. Sorry. It was a total disaster. The TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration, but instead they got a Trump-style dressing down, the sources added. And what's great about this is the most arrogant of them was Wolf Blitzer, who got on TV a week and a half ago when Trump went to D.C. and said, he doesn't tell us his itinerary or where he's going. This is outrageous. I won't stand for this. I'm filing a complaint. So Trump said, will you come on to Trump Tower, sweetheart? Walked him in there and said, listen, you little sniveler. Protocol's all over. I'm the president. I'll go eat where I want. I'll do what I want. And I'm not going to tell you where I'm going for my safety. What the hell does that mean? You think it's safe for us to always say where we're going? The Secret Service for decades hasn't wanted to tell the press the itinerary. You're not in the driver's seat anymore. Nobody listens to you. Nobody respects you. The small audience you have hates my guts and hates the American people's guts. So understand this. I'm here to tell you I know you're a piece of crap and I hate you. Now get out of my office. Trump reportedly, because I told people that were there, screaming at these people. The real Donald Trump. Wouldn't you love to see that? They lie about his family. They lie about America. They lie about us. They put fake quotes out. They stir up race war. They stir up, well, cops are getting killed. That's their fault because, you know, cops are bad. These are outrageously evil people, folks, and you got to dress them down. The only hope they've got is that the executives get it through their head and realize they're going to totally collapse if they don't stop. The problem is they're so committed to globalism and so committed to crony monopoly systems that they're not going to stop. So we have to fully withdraw all support from them. And any time we speak of them, even covering an article, we say the traitor, deceptive, evil media, the fake media. The name they tried to, I've looked for the ultimate name, not prostitutes, not Decepticon media, not collaborator media, not enemy media, not corporate media, not deceiver media, not UN media. Why didn't I see it? The fake media, the name they've got the president pushing and the communist Chinese pushing and all the world telling us we're fake, we're dumb, we elected Trump, oh, we're so stupid, oh, we're such big idiots, oh. Fake media, fake media, fake media, fake media. They're the fake media. We're the completely real media. We don't lie about stuff. It's like the fake media came out. Like, let's get that report. I want to play that coming up. From Ron Paul. Shocking fake news exposed by Ron Paul. And he goes, exactly what we've said. It's mainstream media that's fake, that lied us into the wars, that lies about all this other garbage. It goes on and on and on. And now Kanye West, I used to call Kanye, or Kanye West, gets out and says, hey, Trump hadn't really done anything, let's give him a chance. He gets such a backlash from his idiot supporters that he, quote, oh, he's gone into a mental institution. He's had a mental breakdown. That's how they always do it. Oh, my gosh, that's what his executives have told him. We are so close, folks, this whole damn breaking, this whole damn falling. of bullying and control. Joe Biggs has just run into the control room. He's got some breaking news for us, Joe.
Well, no, I wanted to comment on what you were saying really quick. I tweeted out yesterday, someone who witnessed real Donald Trump chewing out the line media at Trump Tower today said it was like an effing firing squad. And Anthony Cumia wrote back to me and made a really good point I thought I'd bring up. It says, notice how the media has to create this Nazi image of Trump lining up media personalities and shooting them. They can't stop. F them.
That's right. And look, they have lied about him. He wouldn't be real. Listen, when CNN calls here now, and my producer goes, listen, they've been begging, they really want you on, I go get on the phone and I say, is it going to be live? No, Mr. Jones. Or they'll lie and say, yeah, it's live. And an hour before they call back and go, actually, it's going to be taped. And I go, nope, I'm only going to be on there live, you're not going to edit me. And they'll start being real arrogant. I go, listen, you're a pack of liars, I know you are, go to hell. In fact, there's behind-the-scenes footage of me on CNN one time, the last time I was on, like 5 years ago, or 3 years ago, with what we actually taped. Versus what went on air. Biggs, come back here real quick. He's in there. The controlman ran off. You're coming on in about an hour and 15 minutes with Margaret. What are some of the topics you're going to be breaking down?
We're going to talk about some more in-depth stuff about the media coming in and basically, you know, just being told off by Trump. Some of our inputs on that as well. Ron Paul calling out the fake media, giving his list. And, you know, the Kanye West thing. I think the Kanye West story is kind of a big deal. But as you think about it, he is one of the most followed people on Twitter. He's this darling child for the New World Order, and people use him as a tool to kind of brainwash these kids. And he kind of comes to this realization point where he goes, you know what, maybe he's not that bad. You know, if I would have voted, I would have voted for Trump. Let's give him a chance. And then within an hour, this guy all of a sudden has this nervous breakdown, and the doctors put him in a psychiatric ward. I mean, I don't get that. Like, that's so weird, because the last thing we need is someone with that many followers who could really mold a lot of young minds. The last thing we need is him talking about how he's pro-Trump.
Sure, they're sending the message that you must be mentally ill if you finally go. It's a hoax, like Tim Allen said. He hasn't done anything. There's no source material. It's all made up. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to you coming up at the bottom of the next hour. But the good news is Democratic Party going stink admits Democratic rep. Now, I'm going to go to some of your phone calls here in a moment. And we go to the bottom of the hour, and Owen Troyer joins us. We'll continue with your phone calls. I'm going to get to a huge fake news story that Michael Zimmerman heard them talking about on local radio this morning. He went and checked it and found out, as usual, it is a total and complete lie. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to tell one of the writers, they should probably blurb this or write about it, because I told you we're going to set up a whole section on exposing fake news. On InfoWars.com, a new section, a new tab on the right-hand side that you can click on. It'll be a page of videos and articles, both video reports and article reports that break down fake news. And let me tell you, there's plenty of it. And guess who's actually doing it? MSM. And here's the example. The Daily Beast, that's Newsweek. Texas Republicans want to out LGBT kids in school. Now, you read the article. You read the bill, it's two different things entirely. There is no mention of sexual persuasion, of sex, of gay people, of anything in here. There is zero, zero, zero information. Guys, I had the full bill. Yes, Zimmerman, to print that for me again. Because I had it right here. It's actually a WikiLeaks I just picked up. I can't keep track of all this anymore. And it's incredible. You read the bill, and it has nothing to even do with that. I mean, the lying. But again, you've got to make your group persecuted so you can then tell people who the bad guys are they're trying to get you. And what it actually says is that if your kid tells a teacher they're thinking about committing suicide or something, that the school's allowed to contact the parents. Well, of course they should be able to do that. But see, there's a lot of stuff going on in schools where kids are being recruited into all sorts of weirdness, Satan worship, you name it, and they don't want those kids to be able to talk to their parents, or they don't want the teachers to be able to talk to the parents. So they don't want the school, the good people in the school, to talk to parents about what's going on. There's a real agenda here, and if you read Salon and other liberal publications, they say, oh, it's time to legalize pedophilia. It's loving. NAMBLA is loving. And we should just, you know, go along with all this. So there's something very deep and very dark here. about this fake news agenda, because they don't want you having context of what's happened to your children. And they don't want you having contact with your children. They want to cut you off from your children because, as Melissa Harris Perry said, your kids belong to the state, not you. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Your phone calls are straight ahead.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Today,
Pete, Steve, Charles, Jesse, James, and everybody else out there. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
The only thing.
Coming up, I'm going to get into huge fake news put out with the Democrats, as usual. I've got the bill here. It has nothing to do with gays or sex or anything. It allows teachers to talk to parents, which they should always do, but people are suing over that. They want to cut off communication. It says nothing about it. But look at the headline on the Daily Beast. Texas Republican wants to out LGBT kids in school. No, the Democrats want to get sexually involved with kids that want to bring sexualization in and form sexual relationships and sexual cultures with kids. They have a name for it. Just read the WikiLeaks. James in Florida is up next, but first, Pete. Pete in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Commander.
Hey, brother.
Say, about Hillary, I guess this is more of a question than an opinion, but what if Hillary is put, if she's prevented from, or if she's given a pardon by Obama, is she prevented from testifying in another investigation? Because, I think this investigation should go down to the bottom and go after all these people that have been involved with her over the years.
Well, I've checked the law. I've checked what past presidents have done. It is believed that a president can do a 360 pardon, but that's only for ongoing investigations, not for ongoing criminality. And the foundation is an ongoing criminal enterprise. And so I believe that it can always be reopened because the Clinton crime machine is ongoing. And there's not even a presidential pardon can pardon an ongoing criminal operation.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, I think this really needs to be exposed and exposed well to the American people so they see everything that's happening. Because now with the mainstream media and so forth, everyone's trying to cover it up. I think it really needs to come out into the open.
I hardly agree with you. The issue here is Trump isn't involved in this now because it's not his job. He's called for it. He's trying to put an attorney general in who you can bet your bottom dollar is going to go after Hillary. So if Conway is going around on TV saying, oh, he wants to leave Hillary alone, she's been through enough, let's move forward, let's bring the country together, that is political to try to heal the country, okay? And that is the position of someone that's trying to be a peacemaker, a classic female trait, okay, fine. The issue here is justice must be done. And so if he puts an attorney general in that sits on top of FBI investigations or things like that, then I'm going to get mooey pissed. But I don't think it's going to happen with Senator Sessions. Great points, Pete. Thank you. James in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend.
Good. I just wanted to say I was upset when I first heard the news what Kellyanne Conway had said, but after thinking about it for a while, it makes a lot of sense that he is hopefully just kind of playing possum, playing politics, trying to avoid the pardon, and then, you know, we'll see what happens when he gets into office. Really, like you said, it's not his duty to go after her personally. So it's probably a pretty smart political move.
Well, I mean, if he goes after him himself, that will get her off because he's not supposed to do that. Look, the signal of Jeff Sessions, you couldn't have put somebody better, okay, who's proven they'll go after people. So it's on. It's on. And I'm not putting Conway down. From her perspective, it's true. That is not Trump's job now. It's justice is separate. Through the AG, who will be appointed by the president but confirmed by Congress, or nominated by the president, confirmed by Congress. And so he wants to get Sessions in, but watch, they're going to fight Sessions. Chuck Schumer is sworn to fight Sessions like it's the end of the world because they know it is high noon in Dodge City, baby, and there's a new sheriff in town with Jeff Sessions.
Absolutely, and I just got one other point. You know, all of us that we were called deplorables, you know, it's really bothering me that the mainstream media keeps trying to frame us as so-called white nationalists and alt-right, and they have pictures of Nazis, you know, saluting or whatnot. And, you know, most of us are not Nazis, I'd say. So I think we need to reject that. We need to correct it. We can't go by the terms that they put on top of us because otherwise we lose, I think.
Well, plus they're discredited. And so when someone calls you a name, you're not. And usually they're the ones pushing race themselves, not because they even believe in it, because it's a control system. They're race pimps. They're not even really racist. They're just using race and racism to control. I mean, look at Jared Kushner. I mean, the guy is one of the most prominent Jewish families in America, billionaires, in the free market and in real estate. And he's one of Trump's favorite people, one of his top advisors. I mean, you got, okay, so this guy's anti-Semitic, but he's married into Jews, and his top advisor is Jewish. I mean, this, none of this floats. It's all BS.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listen to this part of the guitar right here from Deep Purple. This is Vladimir Putin's favorite band.
Is he in?
Give me orders right now.
Yeah.
But because we like the same band, we're both, you know, we're both telepathically connected.
Yeah, he's saying let it play. He's saying that.
I'm not just connected to Trump telepathically. It's with Putin, too. That's my power. I'm not really a broadcaster. That's a big secret. Listen to that part right there. Crank it up. That's a joke, folks. We don't talk telepathically. We do it over the telephone.
Do you like rock and roll, Alex?
I love it. Hey, I tell you, man, you can see that good always takes the day as long as it takes action. And it always comes from behind. It's biblical. It's historical. It's a cycle. There's still a lot of bad stuff happening. We're a long way from being out of the woods. But I got to tell you, big, huge victories are taking place right now.
Yeah, it's great. And the biggest victory is the freak out of the mainstream media and the liberals. And we're seeing it everywhere. They want to call us fake news. And the one thing that I heard from Trump, and he was scathing the people at this meeting yesterday, apparently.
He says, you're the enemy. You're a bunch of scum.
Exactly. You know what? And you know what that was? I was thinking about this, Alex. Donald Trump, bless his heart, did what everybody listening to this broadcast wishes that they could have done for the last 10, 20 years. Get all of the mainstream media in the same room and then tear them a new you-know-what. I mean, I'm jealous that Donald Trump got this opportunity.
I'm actually envious.
Right? I mean, he got to sit
already,
there.
I'm already envious of his wife.
He said, I mean, here was my favorite one. I can just imagine he's talking to these reporters and he's like, yeah, you know, I was listening and they got it wrong. You got it wrong. The election coverage, you got it wrong. And apparently he.
We have the quotes. It's, I hate you. You're a bunch of liars. CNN, you're the worst. What a bunch of, I mean, he tore the daylights out.
He refers to a horrible network correspondent who cried when Hillary lost and hosted a debate. Clearly,
he said, I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar. You should be ashamed.
Don't you wish you had the opportunity to say that right to
them? Well, he knows they have no audience. The small audience they have are like the middle patients.
I remember when I got in, back of a CNN broadcast, and I called out Don Lemon. I said, Don, you're reading off a teleprompter. Don's reading off a teleprompter. And Jake Tapper was sitting off to the side shooting me this dirty look like, how dare you? How dare you disrupt our broadcast? I'm Jake Tapper.
And I, Jake Tapper, we have racial attacks against minorities by white Trump supporters. We don't have any proof. And the congressman goes, well, here's all the videos of whites being attacked. He goes, why are you bringing up race? And then the congressman laughs. He goes, this is what you brought up. What the hell? I mean, it's like upside down land, man.
Well, and then, of course, you've got the people who will say, oh, don't talk to me about white people dealing with anything as you provide massive videos of people being attacked because they're white. But actually, for the nightly news, I'm going to take a segment from Don Lemon last night, and we're going to break it down. He tries to foment a race war. He tries to say that anybody with the alt-right is a racist and a Nazi. And again, with no proof, he just says it matters.
It's total fake news pushing for sedition in the country. But what's great is, we pointed it out, Paul Watson pointed it out, the fake media is the corporate media caught lying about Iraq, the wars, about Trump, about the economy, about the open borders. They're the fake news media, and so now the name they gave us is now their official name. The MSM is the fake media, the dying media, the dinosaur fake media. Their full title, you know, like it's kind of an imperial title, is the collaborator, disgusting prostitute, discredited, traitor, collapsing, dinosaur, fake
propaganda,
corporate fraudsters.
Yeah. And so they, but it's,
so the name be longer, like
you could go on all day,
like a Roman emperor.
I mean, it's an Alinsky tactic though, right? To get out in front of your opponent. So they call us fake news.
Oh, they knew the pedophile stuff was coming out on the Clintons. So they just have these fake lawsuits and then it turned out fake women every time. It wasn't even real.
Oh,
it's totally fake.
And they're all dropped.
Oh, and he wants to get the Jews. That's why his chief advisor's a Jew. Plus, wants to get the Jews. And his son-in-law.
He hates women. That's why he's married multiple women, and Kellyanne Conway successfully managed his campaign.
First ever.
Yeah, he hates women, though. Has his daughter.
What do you make of the point that Tim Allen made? That, look, you bullies are bullying everyone about Trump, but I go to the source material. There's nothing there he really said. You just lie.
Well, it won't matter. I mean, this is the same hypocrisies that we've been calling out. You've been calling out for years. And then you've had this story that came out today from the Daily Mail. These Hamilton actors and actresses that lectured Mike Pence, essentially. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing. They weren't that demanding.
Yeah, and Pence laughed. You're paying $50
or more.
Yeah, to go hear them. Yeah. And then it's a mainly black cast. You're going to see a black cast support them. Then they bitch at you and call you a racist. Pence takes the high road and says, I'm fine with it, no big deal. Turns out most of them didn't even vote.
Exactly. They talk about it. I mean, if you're not going to vote, don't bitch about the results of the election. You didn't vote. You had
Well, it right. shows it's all about, vote. It's just like they people virtue signal. They're six times less likely to give to charity in studies.
And
they tell you all day how you should give money.
And you know that these protesters, I mean, if we could get a percentage of how many of them voted, you know that it wouldn't be probably even 90. It'd probably be under 80, 70. I mean, who knows how many of these people even voted? They don't. They're not even from the city.
Well, it's like what was it? 35% of people arrested, 70 something in Seattle and Portland, other areas. They hadn't even voted.
Well, Alex, I've got a stack of news. You've got.
But they were paid.
How do you decide?
They were paid. But they were paid to be there.
Well, yeah, there's George Soros paid protesters, who also has given $11,000.
Have you seen the video that's resurfaced? I couldn't find it for years, where he admits he was a Nazi collaborator, and they say, do you feel bad? He smiles and gets happy and says, no, I picked the winning side. What the f-?
He said it was the
this
brightest
is a guy lecturing us that we're anti-Semitic?
He said it was the brightest time of his life, is what he said.
So he gets an ADL award.
Yeah, and then he's...
is the ADL not a frickin' joke?
Bankster, hedge fund manager, he's got all this influence. At one point in time, it was said he had more influence than the United States government. So, who knows? You know what's weird? He looks like Emperor Palpatine. But him and Hillary Clinton both look like Emperor Palpatine. The bags under the eyes, the domineering death stare. He is Emperor Palpatine. He does get these, with my training, you will come to the dark side. Feel the power of hate.
That's kind of fun to do that, isn't it?
You do it. But bankrupt the economy. You flood the nation with Islamicists.
What do you think about this for fake news, Alex? Remember, it wasn't even an hour after Trump won, and they were announcing that stocks were crashing.
Well, they tried to crash them.
Yeah, but here
and we go. And so within 5 hours, it reversed. Biggest stock market in history.
CNBC, stocks mostly higher, hitting all-time highs. Telecoms rise 2%. So there you go. Just like after Brexit, the economy actually takes off. What do you know? You get a corrupt government off of your back. You know, Alex,
we've had a totally managed economy. He's signaling laissez-faire wildcatting.
I was talking to the people in accounting the other day, and she was saying how she gives the people on the phone a hard time because of how much money they take out of our taxes. I'm like, even in our accounting department, folks, we're fighting the info war. Even the people in our accounting department are fighting the good fight. Sick of the federal government taking thousands and thousands of dollars out of our paychecks every time around. I mean, it's and that's the thing about these protests.
And the big bankers that want bigger government have written the laws where they're tax exempt. It's like, oh, you only got $50 million, bro. Meanwhile, if I hire people, I'm paying 40% federal tax.
I was thinking about this, Alex. So we had 4 police officers shot on Sunday, 2 fatally, right?
And nobody even knows their names because the media didn't humanize them.
Except Donald Trump, who actually called the family of the slain San Antonio police officer. Nothing from Obama. Trump did call. But here's what I was thinking, Alex. So we had Black Lives Matter protests in the streets after Mike Brown was shot. We've had these protests now going on for 2 years, right? Okay, so I'm thinking, what is the opposite side of this spectrum? What if there was a Blue Lives Matter protest or a Cops Lives Matter protest and all the police officers decided to protest? You know what would happen? Society would actually have to change. You know why? Because police officers contribute to society. Okay? So all of these protesters can protest all day long and nothing is going to happen. Society doesn't have to take notice because they don't contribute to society in mass. If police officers protested, if police officers went on strike, that would influence society because they contribute to society.
And let's be specific, because this always turns into a zero-sum game where we got to pick sides. There are problems with police. There's corruption everywhere. But they're the lowest level of government. We're supposed to change the top to change the problems there, not let George Soros, some bastard collaborator globalist, come in and foment a civil war, directing all our anger with the government onto them. It's a total scapegoat, an admitted psyop, and only an idiot would be part of it.
And just like you've been saying, police officers are starting to wake up quicker than most people.
Oh, I used to be a bigger critic until I saw that they were the ones actually listening. It's the weirdest thing.
And don't you?
So I'm like, okay, well, you're awake. What's going on? Good.
Don't you want the police officers to be on your side if you know what hits the fan? I mean, don't we want good police officers who want to continue to be brave? Continue to maintain their oath to protect and serve?
Absolutely. And listen, most cops, they're always posting letters to the editor from the police unions. They don't want to just write tickets all day. They want to go help people. And there are some cities that run it right and just write enough tickets to pay for the revenue and don't try to always expand or jack stuff up. Travis County Sheriff's Department's been that way. Now they've got a really bad La Conquista as the head of it, who says she won't deport any illegals. Well, it's already got to the point where they can drunk drive and hurt whoever they want. And I'm not against people, period. But you can't just drunk drive and then be let go because you're an illegal because the sheriff isn't going to prosecute you. But I want to go to some phone calls and go to some of this other news. But so much happening here that needs to be mentioned. Have you, because I've been asking callers to call in on this. Nobody has yet. I don't want to name names. I haven't talked to some of the folks here in the office that told me about it. I didn't think to ask them yesterday and this morning. 2 people right back there in that office had their parents tell them, don't come to Thanksgiving if you're going to bring up politics. And so they're like, we're just not going to come. And it's another person's brother just basically makes fun of us, makes fun of him, doesn't want to associate with him because he's a mainline conservative, not one of those Trump guys. And it just shows how they buy into mainstream media and think they're cool because they're on the trendy side when all you are people that have been totally conned. Why don't you want lower taxes? Why don't you not want war with Russia? Why don't you want us to not ship in jihadis? Why don't you want there to be a border? Obama has ordered the drones turned off on the southern border in the last 58 days. It's sabotaging our country. The country is seeing 300% the illegals flooding across, including many of them Muslims, jihadis, you name it. And they're saying imminent terror attacks, but the border's wide open. I mean, this is insane. This is out of control. So our virtual border that he says we have, so no wall is needed, and I agree, a real virtual border would be all we needed, that's been turned off. Nobody turns their border off. This shows this instinct to assault our country.
And they shut down the S2 area, which was a route that a lot of people were coming in. They've completely stood down on that route, one of the most trafficked routes. And they're saying, we don't even know who's giving these orders. We assume it comes from the White House, but we don't even know. But back to your Thanksgiving point, I remember Thanksgiving and Christmas last year talking to my family. And it's a mix, I would say, between conservatives and liberals. But pretty much everyone laughed at me at Thanksgiving. And
I was laughed at Thanksgiving.
And there were a couple that came over by Christmas.
30 people basically laughed at me.
Just laughing. And, you know, you talk about this.
Trump will never get the nomination.
And how do we react? We just sit there and smile and laugh like, I know what you're wrong. I'm right.
I know. I do this 18 hours a day. Yeah, like, talk to all the top pollsters.
You know more than me, though, because you saw a report on Fox.
Somebody laughed at Ann Coulter over a year ago. Who do you think out of 14 people running as Republicans? Is it? You vote Donald Trump.
And everyone laughed.
It's not possible.
But
green giant.
I know that there may have been one or two of my family members in my extended family that voted for Clinton. Maybe. I'm not sure if they did.
Oh, listen, I had people over and I'd say, let me guess, you heard that on NPR. They go, yeah, how do you know? And I go, I've heard it word for word. I know the script. Let me guess, you watch MSNBC. Well, yeah, I mean, he's crazy. He'll never be, it's like this thing without any facts.
Well, it's sad, though.
He was already in the lead. He had the most money.
Not even close.
The other guys were boobs.
He was real. He was real.
That's I am just so sick. I'm so sick of how I'm right like 98% of the time, and no matter how many times I'm right, or how I change the entire media paradigm, or what I do, people that have done nothing never have any respect for me. Now, high-powered folks have massive respect. It's crazy how winners know how to respect other people and listen. These people don't listen to anything.
You mean you built a news empire by yourself?
Well, I did it with the help of the listeners, and it is an empire now. It's small, but my God, 80-plus million viewers during election week.
So
our new low is 40 million a week.
It's sad, though, to think that people will be separated for Thanksgiving over politics. And of course, my family, they'll invite me. I'm not worried about that. It's sad to hear that there's others around here. But it kind of shows the hypocrisy again where...
Well, it shows family doesn't mean anything to them. It shows the state's their God. They're in a cult, folks. Only a cult tells you. You can't see your family now. But that's what cults do.
And isn't the left liberal? I mean, aren't they supposed to be open to other ideas? Aren't they supposed to be willing to have the conversation that takes you out of the comfort zone? I mean, that's what a liberal is. The fact that they want to totally shut you out, the fact that they want to censor you from dinner. I mean, they want to censor their...
Well, look at all the comments on USA Today and stuff where people are like, yeah, my dad's uninvited me, my dad, because he saw my Facebook. He's like a little Nazi police officer. I noticed you did not vote for Hillary. Well, you are not... Well, let me tell you, if my dad ever did that to me, it'd be 10 years till I talked to him again. And I don't mean that meanly. This is dishonorable. What in the hell?
And here's the story.
You know, notice WikiLeaks stopped releasing stuff. I wish they'd have just gone ahead. They were going to keep going if people voted wrong. But I mean,
well, Kim.com.
What are you going to do, folks, when it comes out they're diddling kids, huh?
Kim.com said he thinks that there's going to be a big email drop or leak before the inauguration. And usually he.
I agree. No, he's got the ear. Please, Kim.com. He wanted to come on me one day. I was out doing something, and I guess he didn't want to come on with other hosts, but whatever. I want to get Kim.com back on. Great guy. Oh, yeah. They need to launch the thermal nuclear weapons. They need to release it just so they hit these people with their goddess knee deep in pedophilia, you name it, reportedly.
So
they'll come out independent, though.
There's a story on Washington Post. It's called Two Americas, And it breaks down all of these cases of families that are basically being blacklisted from Thanksgiving or Christmas, grandmas and granddaughters not getting along with one another. It's all very sad. I mean, we could sit here and talk about it, but you know what it is. I think we should just let's hear from the callers, Alex.
Absolutely. We're going to break in a minute and go to calls. And we've got Charles in New York, though, says coping with Hillary supporters. Because I've asked people to call in on that. So let's see if he's on that topic. Charles, welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. In coping with people that believe that Hillary Clinton should have been elected president, I find that the best way to answer is to say that she was the right sex. America is ready for a female president. It just happens that the Democrats chose the wrong candidate. And because Trump wasn't attractive as a male opponent, people have resented that very much. But I usually say, what candidate would you have preferred to have voted for if she was a female? Let's say Meryl Streep against Hillary Clinton. Who would you vote for? Or in the case of a woman that would lie to the families of the ambassadors and the victims of Benghazi, when they came home and she lied to them to their face. This is
exactly. She stole the nomination. And by the way, that's in the WikiLeaks. I'm going to cover that when we come back. She stole the nomination from him. So, again, it's all a fraud. We will not certify your fraud at the cult of Hillary Clinton. Thank you, Charles. Great points. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
Reality check, rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got it.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Here we go.
And sliding into home base. And sliding into home base, ladies and gentlemen. I just got back.
Safe.
I was back there talking to Rob Dew and McGreen, and I kind of told the story as a gestalt, as a composite, because there's other crew members as well that have had family say, maybe you shouldn't come to Thanksgiving, or you know, please don't bring up politics. And I was telling you some of the stories I personally have experienced. Well, this is unprecedented. And again, these are people defending Hillary Clinton. Imagine if they had a Democrat who wasn't a crook. Then you could maybe argue some of this, but it's just crazy how they doubled and tripled and quadrupled down, this lady. So coming up in the next segment, they're going to pop in the control room talking to us. Again, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are listener supported. I want to thank you all for building InfoWars. We've got Black Friday specials running throughout this weekend where we have upwards of 50% off on some of our best-selling products. And, of course, we've got 30% off today on our flagship Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. The good halogen has changed my life. But what's really changed my life is everybody supporting us and spreading the word. So it's a win-win, 360 win. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the big main site. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. It's $20.96 right now. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. I mean, there's too many specials to go over them all. Brainforce Plus, 20% more in the bottle and a stronger formula. So it's like plus plus, double plus good, to quote George Orwell. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Now let's take some more calls. Owen, you'll ride shotgun with me more into the next hour. We've got some video clips coming up as well. But before I go to Steve in Ohio and others, the tyrants have really gotten us conditioned, even though we're somewhat upset. I should be more upset about the border totally open, illegal shipped in, the smuggling process completed for a permanent underclass. People try to come here legally. They make it really hard to do, so you just do it illegal. And then now Obama orders the drones all turned off, which is a constitutional role. Instead, he has the drones on us.
So you're saying that we've got a government right now that's deteriorating our border, which is essentially our country. You've been saying that for years. And then also on the heels of all these Thanksgiving stories, now the family is being torn apart, which you've also been saying for years. And that is fomented by the media. So I guess your fake news turns out to be real somehow, Alex. I don't know how that works out, but we're seeing it right now. You're not allowed to go to your Thanksgiving dinner if you're a Trump supporter in some of these families. And why is that? Because the media has conditioned people to believe that you are a racist, a neo-Nazi, a homophobe, you hate women, whatever it is. We know all the narratives, and now you're not allowed to go to your family's Thanksgiving dinner. I'm sorry for the families that are experiencing this. I'm glad that my family is not that way.
Well, listen, if your family's gone bad and they're this type of trash, I would be proud to not go.
Yeah, you just wouldn't want to go.
That's why we got to continue via the libertarian constitutional Trump movement to have meetups and have groups and just form our own families of every color, race, and creed that are common sense. That's your family.
Yeah.
In fact, if you know anybody out there that's been shunned by the liberal family, invite them to your Thanksgiving.
And you really need to do that anyway. Just get an emergency preparedness family that's in your area. I mean, go to your neighbor's house. Say, hey, look, do we have ammunition? Do we have food? Do we have water? If something goes down and we can't communicate with people that are far away, I need to have people that are local here that I can communicate with and make sure that we've got a survival plan. So it's like a win-win, Alex.
That's it. We're going to break. Coming back with Steve and others. I haven't gotten to this yet. I promise at like 8 after I'll get to it. We caught him in some huge fake news. I mean, this is some of the biggest fake news ever. Third hour, 70 seconds away. Spread the word. They hate this broadcast. They hate it when you spread the word. We're kicking their butt in a war, but it's a war. Send the videos out. Send the articles out. Keep the wave going. We're just starting to win.